Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Travelers taking to the skies for the holiday weekend, packing airports across the country, with weather having an impact on the West and East Coasts.
The storms in the West coming as holiday travel kicks into high gear. And also on the heels of that powerful storm that pummeled the East this week. Rivers finally receding in New Jersey. In New Hampshire, a race to shore up bridges and roads and restore power.
ABC's Matt Gutman. New sanctions this morning from the White House against Russia over Ukraine. President Biden signing an executive order to go after financial institutions that support Russia's military. Ukraine's president has been pleading for more financial aid, but it has to come from Congress, which is on holiday recess. A national day of mourning in the Czech Republic after a mass shooting at a university in Prague killed at least 14 people. Officials say the gunman was an excellent student with no criminal record. He killed himself. Investigators still trying to piece together a motive. This is ABC News. Former New York City mayor and former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani now declaring bankruptcy after once being known as America's mayor.
He owes two Georgia poll workers he falsely accused of ballot fraud $148 million. A judge said Ruby Freeman and Shea Moss could start to collect immediately. Giuliani also acknowledging he owes nearly $4 million to lawyers, another $1 million in taxes. His bankruptcy filing also includes other debts he could incur, noting he's being sued by Hunter Biden, the president's son, who accuses him of violating his privacy, and by Dominion, maker of voting machines Giuliani falsely claimed tipped the 2020 election away from Trump.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. About 240 million personal computers could be headed to landfills. It's due to Microsoft's plan to end support for the Windows 10 operating system. The electronic waste from all the PCs could weigh the same as 320,000 cars. Microsoft says it will stop support for the Windows 10 system by October 2025. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Stop by the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today. Season's greetings from Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin. Get a peaceful winter's nap with a new spring air mattress set from Ken's. May this Christmas season be filled with joy and love as we take this time to say thank you to all our customers and wish them and their families a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. From Ken's Carpet Center, located on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Expect lawmakers to audit diversity practices in Wisconsin state government next year after the recent deal with the universities of Wisconsin. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says opportunity in Wisconsin should be colorblind.
That's what I think America should be all about. Hard work equals success.
And DEI does not get people there. Is
not
that what
in
you're
my
saying?
Mind, and that's what I'm trying to get at.
Voss tells the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network the state made bipartisan gains on shared revenue, the Brewer's Bill, and new literacy guidelines in 2023. Xcel Energy customers can expect to pay more next year. A rate increase will raise the typical monthly electric bill by about $1 and natural gas bills by about $3. The increase will pay for future renewable energy projects. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you would be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty, this is Lori.
Lori, Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Good, Joel. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing good, but I heard you've got some great neighborhood news for us today, Lori. What do you got for us here?
I do, Joel. I found a ranch-style home situated on a large lot with mature trees on First Avenue South here in Park Falls. The home consists of a spacious living room, dining room, kitchen, full bath with two sinks, and four bedrooms. All of the bedrooms have carpet and closets. The basement is blocked with a utility room, including a toilet, sink, and shower. The maintenance-free composite deck overlooks the large backyard, and the one-car garage is attached. This home is located on an ATV trail. Call Northwoods Realty today.
All right, Lori, thank you so much. We'll check in again later for more neighborhood news. Have a great day.
You too, Joel. Thank you. Bye-bye.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We have chances for both rain and freezing rain today for a high near 39. Winds will be out of the southeast around 5 miles an hour. Chances for rain and freezing rain continue tonight with a low around 35 and we'll have a southeast wind around 5. We'll just have slight chances for rain and freezing rain on Saturday with a high near 43 and we'll have a south wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour. There are more chances for rain on Sunday with a high near 48 and we'll have a south wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour gusting up to 25. We have good chances for rain on Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 32 degrees.
The holiday season is right around the corner, so give the gift that's hard to wrap, but easy to give. Give them a Steel. With powerful trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws to place under the tree, the Steel Holiday Gift Guide has something for everyone. Save $40 on the HSA 45 battery-powered hedge trimmer. Visit your local Steel dealer or go to steelusa.com/giftguide. Real Steel. Find yours. Now $99.99 was $139.99 MSRP. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. One game in the NFL last night, Rams beat the Saints 30-22. Matthew Stafford, 328 yards and two touchdowns. Bowl season rumbles on. One game last night, Byron Brown threw three touchdown passes, became the second USF quarterback to throw for more than 4,000 yards in a season, leading the Bulls to a 45-0 rout of Syracuse in the Boca Raton Bowl. In the NBA, the Jazz hand the Pistons their 25th straight loss, 119-111. Detroit is 2-26 under first-year coach Monty Williams. Bulls beat San Antonio 114-95 for the Spurs' 21st loss in the last 22. Timberwolves hand the Lakers their fourth straight loss, 118-111. Wizards hold off the Blazers 118-117, their fifth win of the season. Pelicans beat the Cavaliers 123-104. Thunder rumble past the Clippers. The Grizzlies beat the Pacers. And the Bucks down the Magic. This is SRN Sports. In the NHL, Jacob Markstrom made 27 saves for his 200th career win, and the Flames extend their winning streak to a season-best three games with a 3-0 shutout of the Ducks. Sidney Crosby with his 19th and 20th goals of the season, Pens beat the Hurricanes 2-1 in a shootout. Nathan MacKinnon scored four goals, extending his career-best point streak now to 17 games. Avs beat the Senators 6-4. Sabres rout the Leafs 9-3 was the Lightning 5, Vegas 4. Predators beat the Flyers 4-2. Caps over the Blue Jackets 3-2 in overtime. Blues beat the Panthers 4-1. Oilers 6-3 over the Devils. Stars beat the Canucks in overtime 4-3. Same score in overtime, Wild over the Canadiens. Coyotes beat the Sharks 5-2. And Washington State and Oregon State reach agreement with the top 10 departing Pac-12 schools on revenue distribution for 2023 and 24. This is SRN Sports.
A Packers coach on the hot seat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers' Joe Barry spoke to reporters after nearly three seasons with the team. The defensive coordinator could be on his way out after back-to-back losses to the Giants and the Buccaneers. What's it been like this week after hearing fans want him fired?
You deal with it. We had a bad game. I have to be better for our guys completely. And I put that on me all the time. But yeah, this week was in particularly hard.
NBA, the Bucks get another win at home, this time 118-114 over the Orlando Magic. The Bucks have now won 15 games in a row at Fiserv Forum. Adrian Griffin.
For us, it's taking advantage of that home stretch, being able to play in front of our crowd. Now we got three tough games on the road in New York, two against the Knicks and then Brooklyn and in with Cleveland. So it was good that we took care of business, but now we got to shift our mindset, to get on the road and try to get some road wins.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, teams wrapping up their schedules before the holiday break. Boys basketball, Washburn, they beat Ashland last night 70-54. The Drummond boys edge Mellon 66-50. It was Cameron at home, down in Cameron, beating Shawamigan 73-33. The Winter boys, a winner over New Auburn 87-61. You had New Richmond topping Medford 105-80, and it was Elko a winner over the Tomahawk boys 63-59. On the girls' side, Ashland was a winner over Spooner 39-37. You had New Auburn winning over Winter 45-33, and the Lakeland girls continue to roll. They beat Wausau East last night 82-32. A very light schedule tonight. The Phillips boys scheduled to play host to Flambeau. We've got hockey tonight. Team Seal Hockey, a 6 o'clock start tonight at the Park Falls Rec Arena. They'll take on Anago And you'll hear it right here. We'll talk all things sports with our 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens. He's there at the Packer game, the Buck games, and he'll tell us some inside info coming up. Mike Clemens joins us at 9 this morning. That's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
This holiday season, you probably don't have any money to stuff stockings. Well, never fear. Stocking Stuffer Stuffing is here. That's right. Stocking Stuffer Stuffing will give the illusion that you actually put something in those stockings. Fool your kids.
Wow, Dad, look at my stocking. It's full of toys.
Yeah, no. Fool your husband.
Wow, sweetheart, you shouldn't have.
I know. That's why I didn't.
What?
Nothing?
This holiday season, if you can't afford to fill stockings with toys, fill it with stuffing and create the illusion that they're filled with goodies. New Stocking Stuffer Stuffing. Available now.
Happy Friday to you. Everyone's always in a good mood when it's Friday.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. La 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 la.
The coming round the bend.
You are a dancer, right?
No, I'm an accountant. I wear this thing as a fashion statement, all right?
This is their idea of Christmas. I gotta be here for New Year's.
Out the window and says, I'm leaving my girl.
Ray from 98Q Country. I'd like to wish you all a happy, healthy holiday season from all of us here at 98Q Country and from Civic Media.
Shirley down in Prentice, who we lost this past year. She loved Aaron Tippin. There you go there. Sounds of the Christmas season with 98Q. Good Friday to you. Well, this is it. I hate to be the one to tell you, but Christmas is Monday. And you got today, tomorrow, maybe a little bit of Sunday to get some stuff done if you want to get something done in preparation for Christmas, whatever you got going on. I hope you find some relaxation, some joy at the very least in the Christmas season. And if you get to spend it with family and friends, that's a bonus. Going to spend a little time with my my mom, who lives down in Menominee. We're going to go down there Sunday. Sunday's Christmas Eve, Sunday. And spend some time, get to see some of the brothers and nieces and nephews. So I feel very blessed to be able to do that. Last year, I got snowed out. We were going to go down to my mom's, but had a big storm right around Christmas time last year. And it just wasn't possible to get down there. So looking forward to it. We were talking about down where my mom lives, down in the Eau Claire Menominee area, it's forecasted to be 52 degrees on Sunday. So we were talking about some tiki hats, some tiki huts maybe bringing out the grill. Yeah. SPF, what, 30 or so? You might want to consider doing something outside. Maybe build a little fire in the fireplace, in the fire pit outside. Temperatures will be in the 40s here. Might see a little bit of precipitation kind of lingering over Christmas into Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, but I hope it's a excellent time for you. Last minute Christmas shopping. You can get on into Bader's. How about those Stormy Cromers? We talked with Craig from Bader's on Wednesday. They are your Stormy Cromer dealer here in the area. They only allow one Stormy Cromer retailer within like a 50-mile radius. So this day, they got everything right there. Now, whatever it may be, maybe that doesn't tickle your fancy for someone on your list. If they love the outdoors, whether it's clothing, hunting, fishing, whatever, Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips are located right next to Pick and Save, of course. So we've got an interesting weekend of sports for you. If for some reason you're not able to get away and go be with family and stuff, you have a little bit of a distraction with sports. If you're a sports fan, you've got a couple of games going on tomorrow, I think, in the NFL. And then Sunday, you've got the Packers traveling to take on the Carolina Panthers at 12 noon. And we'll have that game for you right here with a 10:03 pregame on Sunday. And then Monday, the Bucks will be on national TV. I think they're playing at like, 10:30, 11 on Christmas Day on Monday. I like to put those NBA games on Christmas Day and feature Giannis and the Bucks. So they'll be in New York taking on the Knickerbockers. They actually have a game tomorrow and again on Monday against the New York Knicks. So you got other very important games going on. As I've been looking at the NFL playoffs, and we'll talk with Mike Clemens about this at 9 this morning, taking a look at the possibilities of the NFL playoffs. The Packers, with the tiebreakers that they have and their conference record and stuff like that, the Packers and the fact that they are a game back at 6-8, they need to win out. So the Packers need to win all three of their games. If they lose one, that's going to be it. They're not going to make the playoffs at 7-9. Because the problem is you've got the Vikings sitting there at 7-7. So you're going to lose the tiebreaker with them because you would have lost to them if you, unless that's the one that you won, then possibly. But all the scenarios that I see have the Packers not a very, very low chance of making the playoffs unless they win all three of their last playoff games. And there, again, there are possibilities. The Vikings, they've got the Lions at home, Packers at home, and then at Detroit. If the Vikings win two of their three games, they're going to be in the playoffs. They'll be 9-8, and they'll be in because they have a good conference record, and that would probably – now, if they lost the game to the Packers, and the Packers – there's a million scenarios. I just look at the percentages that the little chart gives me. Last night's game was interesting. You had New Orleans losing last night. So they're 7-8. The Rams are now 8-7. So they go up a notch. Yeah, that game really didn't mean much to Vikings or Packers because they were both sitting at 7-7. So one of them was going to go up and one was going to go down and whatever. So the Packers at Carolina Sunday. Then they've got the Vikings New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, Vikings-Packers, 7:20 is the kick on that. That's next Sunday. And they still haven't set the schedule for the final week of the season. They'll wait to see who's still in it and who's not in it. We'll get Austin in here. We'll chat a little bit about Christmas and stuff. Go to our birthdays. If you got a local birthday, 715-762-3221. So we'll get to some more local stuff here. Coming up right now, twice an hour, news and sports update.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Travelers taking to the skies for the holiday weekend, packing airports across the country, with weather having an impact on the West and East coasts.
The storms in the West coming as holiday travel kicks into high gear. And also on the heels of that powerful storm that pummeled the East this week. Rivers finally receding in New Jersey. In New Hampshire, a race to shore up bridges and roads and restore power.
ABC's Matt Gutman. New sanctions this morning from the White House against Russia over Ukraine. President Biden signing an executive order to go after financial institutions that support Russia's military. Ukraine's president has been pleading for more financial aid, but it has to come from Congress, which is on holiday recess. A national day of mourning in the Czech Republic after a mass shooting at a university in Prague killed at least 14 people. Officials say the gunman was an excellent student with no criminal record. He killed himself. Investigators still trying to piece together a motive. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Festival Foods workers will get 3 weeks of paid leave after having a baby starting New Year's Day. The benefit also goes to workers who have a child placement, a new foster child, or adopts a new child. About 8,000 people work at festival locations around Wisconsin. AAA predicts a record of 7.5 million Americans will fly over the next 2 weeks, and some of them will have heart conditions.
If you're on a plane, be in an aisle seat. So if you're on a water pill or diuretic, you're going to be sitting for a long period of time. Your compression socks may be suggested.
Cardiologist Dr. Kim Perry says people who've had a heart attack or stroke within the last 6 months should clear any travel with their doctors beforehand. And if you feel any symptoms on a plane, tell a flight attendant right away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for It's Happy Polka Time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Bucks win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks won their sixth game in a row with a 118-114 victory over the Orlando Magic. The Bucks' Malik Beasley on Bally Sports Wisconsin after the game.
We just want to be a championship team, and that's what we got to do against these teams. And they beat us early in the year, so we owe them one.
The Bucks begin a road trip tomorrow against the Knicks. College hoops tonight. Marquette at home against Georgetown. Wisconsin takes on the Chicago State Cougars at the Kohl Center. NFL Packers defensive coordinator Joe Barry on the hot seat spoke to reporters about Sunday's loss to the Buccaneers to fall to a record of 6-8.
Well, losing sucks. I mean, always. But yeah, I'd be lying to you if this, you know, it was. This week particular was hard. It was hard on me, hard on my family. But that's, you know, this is the National Football League. This is what you sign up for.
That's the Packers' Joe Barry. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids. From 1 to 92, although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew.
Your eyes are like starlight now. I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, I'll hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
Generations removed in between those two, 98Q Country and Baby It's Cold Outside. 7:45, Joel here. Austin is here, having recovered from his wild birthday bash week. How we doing, Austin?
Doing all right.
All right. It's a Friday. It's 22nd of December. Christmas is looming on the other side of the weekend. I got a Christmas present yesterday. I want to thank, well, first of all, after, remember my story from last week or a couple weeks ago of my trip to Illinois the smell of marijuana and the 9.75% tax on my car repair and the 12.5% service charge on my restaurant bill and the gas that's 90 cents a gallon more than anybody in Wisconsin. So I would like to thank the state of Illinois for the nice Christmas present they sent me in the mail yesterday, which was a Illinois tollway charge of $14.97. That's right. It's just like it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough that whatever virus I picked up down there still lingers in my body. They're like, here, we're going to send you a bill for that. Just seems to be.
That's how it goes.
It's
they're going to charge you for it. You're welcome.
I think it's a mobster type mentality where they just keep taking. I'm expecting sometime next week there's going to be another random charge just from somewhere.
Illinois is home to Chicago.
Just saying, hey, yo, you won't come back here. You won't pay to come back here. Wonderful people. The rest of it, I don't know. I just might drive around for
circumnavigate the entire state.
Just go through Iowa. The cornfields sound wonderful right now. They do. They just sound absolutely wonderful.
You say that until you see nothing but cornfields for hours on end.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. So Santa will be out on his sleigh, of course, Sunday night with all the reindeer. You can download the NORAD app and track Santa. I hope that he has better tracking than a package does with the United States Postal Service. So
That's how it goes.
Because it could be a long night if Santa's using that tracking.
Sometimes you try to pack, you try to track your package, and not even the postal service is aware of it if it exists.
Yeah, left Oakfield, arrived in Rhinelander, left Rhinelander, went back to Oakfield. Apparently had a pretty good time.
Left Oakfield, toppled off a cliff for a moment.
Yeah, so we're hoping that Santa will have a better fortunes on Sunday night. Do you know all the names of the reindeer? You got them all? You know
I
them all?
I don't, actually.
Dasher, the Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen. I'm not reading these.
Oh, yeah.
Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, Rudolph. There's Barbie. There's Oppenheimer. There's
weird hybrid of the two, Barbenheimer.
Barbie.
We don't discuss that one.
Where do you want to go with that one? Barbenheimer. Did you see the Barbie movie?
I haven't, actually.
I haven't either, but a lot of people said that it's not what you think it is.
I've heard it's shockingly good.
Yeah, yeah. It's done very well across the world. So I do want to see the new Wonka movie. That's showing, I think, in theater here right now.
Yep, and I'm actually seeing it tonight.
Yeah, I might. If it's there again next week, I think I'm going to sneak down there. And see that, because I've always been Willy Wonka, the original Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory, always been one of my favorites. And then the remake with the Johnny Depp, whoever did the remake of Willy Wonka, creeped me out at first, but I like it now because I realized that Gene Wilder, the original Willy Wonka, was creepy, and the new Willy Wonka is equally as creepy. So
it seems to be a common theme with Wonka.
That's right. So some movies for you to consider to go and see.
Of course, I mean, when you consider it, Wonka is kind of creepy. He invites random children to his factory.
Yeah, with the parents too.
At least the parents were there.
I don't want to go over the edge creepy. I'm just saying that he's quirky would be better.
That'd be the word. Eccentric, if you will.
Yeah, quirky would be a better, eccentric, yes, would be good too.
Decent.
So, yes. So it's Christmas weekend, of course. If you're doing some last minute Christmas shopping, just want to warn you, you're going to have to wade your way through the aisles of Valentine candy, which are already out.
I was working last night, and I saw those immediately.
You did even at Super One.
I saw those. Was like, really? It's not even past Christmas. Y'all need to relax.
I mean, if you're creative, you can just repackage the Christmas candy. I mean, there's so much of it.
That's true.
Just find a little pink wrapper or something, and then you're good.
Not like anybody will notice, because the stuff in the boxes might actually be that old, too.
Yeah, that's very, very true. And if it's a fruitcake, pretty good chance it's about 3 or 4 years old.
That might be a family heirloom.
And that's right. A doorstop is what it doubles as, you bet. So we have Mike Clemens joining us at 9 to talk a little bit of sports here this morning. We have Packer football on Sunday. We'll have that for you right here on 98Q, of course.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue pills or little yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-896-1696 and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking about Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-896-1696 for as little as only $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-896-1696 and ask about our express shipping option and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-896-1696 now. That's 800-896-1696.
Wrap your home in holiday comfort with Smart Plumbing and Heating in downtown Butternut, Wisconsin. Let Randy and his merry crew of master plumbers handle your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. From festive furnace installation to jolly shower remodels, we've got you covered. Call 715-769-3620 for a cozy Christmas with Smart Plumbing and Heating, your trusted holiday helpers.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes, or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/loafiesbread.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. We have chances for both rain and freezing rain today for a high near 39. Winds will be out of the southeast around 5 miles an hour. Chances for rain and freezing rain continue tonight with a low around 35 and we'll have a southeast wind around 5. We'll just have slight chances for rain and freezing rain on Saturday with a high near 43 and we'll have a south wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour. There are more chances for rain on Sunday with a high near 48 and we'll have a south wind of 10 to 15 miles an hour gusting up to 25. We have good chances for rain on Monday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 32 degrees.
Let's go!
Can I cut in? I'm a big football fan. Want to get back to the game?
98Q Country.
Steps.
chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. My cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed at Mamaw's house. If every night Santa had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn till my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every night Stan had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, and if they did, when I punch the clock tonight, I know right where I'd be. I'd walk in and get a big old hug and a bigger glass of tea. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a swing.